You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're about to dive into food on a stick for your tailgate. Because you know what? When you pull something off the grill at your tailgate and it's got a handle on it, it becomes a really cool part of the whole presentation, because you can stand there with a cocktail in one hand and your food in the other.
It's all about portability.
Yeah, it sure is. And people are enjoying themselves. You can still tell stories with your hands because you don't have a plate to hang on to. I mean, it's just the perfect vehicle to deliver food to your tailgate guests. What are you thinking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out all the resources we prepared for you there. If you want to check out skewered food, if you want to check out these meals, if you want to check out what Chaz really does on his private time, well, that's a different website. But go to thegrillingguys.com.
If you missed the show last week.
Yeah, that's right.
You can always download past shows.
And don't forget to go up the upper right-hand corner and click on those earmuffs. You can get the podcast. We have lots of people podcasting, literally, if you look at the stats online, all around the world. In as much as we're only in Michigan, there are people in all sorts of other countries podcasting, which is really cool. So we appreciate that. You can follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. We like to post crazy pictures there. And I am on Grilling Guy on Twitter. It's called Grilling Guy at Twitter. So, Bob, the Moscow Mule's taking effect. I can't even talk.
Bob, I had a guy stop by the tap room the other day, and he told me that he had heard about Schmoes through the Grilling Guys podcast.
Crazy.
While he was deployed in Afghanistan.
Nice.
How cool is that?
I want
our
know
boys
that.
Are listening.
I want to know that boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see if you know based on the stats we get downloaded. You can see all the countries. WordPress kicks them right out. I know you see those stats too, because Chaz actually works on our website along with us. So you're seeing all those same reports we are, which is cool.
It's
you
great.
See those
that
other
we're,
countries kicking in.
We're spreading the flame.
Well, and and those boys over there, you know, we're trying desperately right now. As soon as this election gets out of the way, I think it'll be a little easier, but we're trying desperately to get these last two loads shipped, and we're targeting some bases overseas, and the Marine Corps is helping us, and David Webb from the David Webb Show is actually the real fuel behind it, and he's got way better connections than we have. So
I snuck over and saw the grills the other day.
Did you? No.
Yeah. I've
Aren't
got
they
a,
nice?
I got a buddy that works at that storage facility.
Okay.
And he said, they're here.
They're American Barbecue Systems Judge smokers. They're gigantic, and they'll produce fantastic product. And I can't wait till those Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, whoever, chefs get their hands on them and get a really nice piece of equipment with that Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal to go along with them, and the original Juan American Stockyard Barbecue Sauce to go with them, pallets of each. I mean, those guys have been eating halfway decent food, but now they're going to get good food, and they deserve the best because those guys are underpaid and overshot at, and we need to help them.
Yep. Bringing it back home, going to talk a little bit about your tailgate here.
Oh, let me wrap it up. GIBBQ.com
yeah,
to donate.
There's that. Yeah, donate. Exactly. Here's one that we've done recently, and you know what? It was a big hit. We did a skewer, again, everything on a stick. We're excited about it because it's easy to serve when it comes off the grill, is a Caesar skewer. And what we've done is we take romaine lettuce is a pretty dense lettuce. You can cut it up in slices and it stays chunky. It doesn't fall apart.
You like that one, do you, that Caesar skewer?
I'm going to draw that.
I thought you would.
Drive that skewer through there, put a hunk of bread in a hunk of either chicken, and if it's chicken, you want it par cooked. And what we mean by that is you could do this at home and get it cooked, because what you really want to do is warm it up when you're at the tailgate.
Yep.
Or you could do a raw shrimp, because those will cook in 2 or 3 minutes.
But for chicken, you can just throw them on the grill and grill them up.
Yep.
To a decent temperature. It's iffy as to whether or not they have to be fully cooked, but you probably should, just to be safe. So you can just warm them up and barely heat up your vegetables.
Right, because if you overcook the lettuce, it'll wilt, it'll fall off.
And let's
off.
Face it, you're at a tailgate. Your grill's probably going to be kind of mediocre.
Right.
Not many people come to a tailgate like we do.
Well, I understand.
So you're probably going to have a little Blacktop 360 or something like that.
Son of a Bocce or something. Yeah. But the point is that you're going to put this, you're going to put this lettuce, this hunk of bread, and a little bit of protein, whether you do chicken or shrimp. Then when it's done, you drizzle it with a little bit of Caesar dressing.
Oh, we got to put that
and
up.
It's just that sounds so good.
Oh, man.
You ever made that?
It's so good. Yeah, I have.
I have not.
Yeah.
I've done that. I did get into your grilled romaine, finally.
Oh, yeah.
I bucked you on that for a couple of years. It sounded ridiculous. I ordered it at a restaurant a couple of years ago. It's like, man, Jop always talks about these things. Okay, bring me one. It was great.
Yeah.
I loved it. So this is really a take off of that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, same deal.
And it's simple, and you can. And they're quick.
Well, here's one my wife would like. I have not made this, but it's a caprese salad on a skewer. Same deal. You're going to have some mozzarella, some tomato, bread, garnished chopped basil, olive oil, all that. And you're just going to drizzle that mozzarella or that basil garlic sauce on it, EVO, and throw that baby on the fire.
Yeah.
And the mozzarella is going to curl up a little bit. I mean, if it starts dripping, you're too far.
Right. Yeah, you overcooked it. You'll know it when it starts to collapse a little bit on the skewer. Yeah. It's done.
And you can use the cherry tomatoes, and there's another tomato that's a little bigger. I can't think of the name of it right now.
The plum tomatoes.
No, but there's a cool name for it. I can't.
I'm a grape. I'm going with the
grape.
Yeah,
no, it's a little bigger than that. It's about the size of a golf ball, but those are really nice because they're about the size of mozzarella balls, and that's your nickname in high school, I think. But anyway,
yeah,
put those on a skewer.
It was.
Put some basil on there, and throw it on the fire. Is it break time yet, Brian?
Wow.
Hey, you know, one of my favorite on the stick is taking the satay idea of just a protein that's kind of weaved on the stick.
What is it?
They're satays. They're just
chicken sure.
Satay or a pork satay, whatever. But what we do is we make a marinade. It's kind of a hot marinade. We're reducing down some beer, some oil, and like peanut butter, and maybe a little bit of spice to it, maybe a little cayenne, maybe a little red pepper, whatever. And then taking it as it's half grilled, putting in that for a little bit, and then returning it to the grill.
Hmm.
And it caramelizes that sauce around it. And that's
tacky.
Another.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes it another great item on a stick. And I get to sell some more beer.
Yeah, you cook those. You take those long strips of a chicken breast, and you kind of weave it on the skewer.
Sure.
And get it about cooked, dip it in that
the
stuff,
Asians,
and then put it back on there.
The Asian-style skewers are always like that. They like stretching out, especially that Chinese restaurant that I go to every now and then. You don't know what's on the stick, but it's you assume it's
easy.
Chicken.
Protein on a stick.
Yeah, right. No cats in this neighborhood. Remember that? Yeah.
There's this one I looked up online. I don't know what it is, but I think it's Nicosie, but it's hunks of fresh tuna, cured black olives, parboiled potatoes, grape tomatoes, and then you garnish it with chopped hard-boiled egg and capers and a vinaigrette of red wine vinegar, shallot, Dijon, and anchovy with some garlic. And my mouth's watering.
That sounds like a lot of work,
this.
Bob.
Yeah, but you're talking about showing off at a tailgate. You're talking about showing up and absolutely smoking the tailgate next to you. We've tailgated how many years now? Six?
Yeah.
Remember last year? We kind of got smoked when the guy next to us had the flatbed truck with the DJ and the sound system.
Right.
It's like,
well, he was all about the music. We were all about the food. If you remember,
the music was really good.
Before the tailgate was over, he was overeating with us.
And all their people were too.
Yeah, exactly. So enough said.
But still, there's something to say about the show when you're at a tailgate. It is kind of fun to have that tailgate booth.
And you guys have the prettiest tent.
We do. We got the grilling guy's tent. You can't miss us when we're in that south lot on the south end of the stadium next weekend. You got to swing by if you're listening, because I might have a tidbit to throw over the fence to you. But anyway, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We got one more segment coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe some grilled beets and peppers and pineapple.
Heaven
Stick with
forbid.
Us. We'll be back.
I lay there silent.